Morning. Don't you just hate rules? Everywhere you go, rules, rules, rules. No trespassing, no soliciting, no parking, no talking, no diving in the pool. No shirt, no shoes, no service. No pop in the gym, no food in the lab, no gum in the classroom, no running in the halls. No littering, no loitering, no vacancy, no vagrancy, no smoking. No unauthorized vehicles, no returns, no money back, no Jake breaks. Stay off the grass, keep out, wash your hands. Rules sometimes are a real drag. But you're not the only one that has to follow rules. Lawyers must follow court procedures, and they're pretty stringent about that kind of thing. There are rules for bus drivers and scuba divers, train conductors and tax collectors, airplane pilots and riverboat captains. There are rules for doctors and nurses, principals and custodians. Even U.S. presidents have to follow some rules. Rules have to be followed by pharmacists and therapists, scientists and psychologists, policemen and firefighters. There are construction codes, tax laws, traffic laws, corporate laws, real estate laws, and laws regarding wills and estates. There are classroom rules, grammatical rules, Wall Street rules, international commerce rules, Roberts rules. There's the cardinal rule, the golden rule, the rule of thumb, and just in case we miss anything, there's the unwritten rule. Rules are definitely embedded into our society. But why? Is it because people are so bad that we need all these rules? Well, not so fast. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Rules were part of a perfect world. God said this before Adam and Eve even sinned. This rule was an opportunity for Adam and Eve to show love and obedience toward God. Sometimes rules are seen as a drudgery, or even as a curse, kind of like work. But God introduced these two concepts of rules and work for man's good, back in the garden, before man sinned. So rules give us opportunity to show love toward God and obedience toward God. But why so many rules? Well, for one thing, rules provide structure. In Genesis chapter 6, God gave Noah the command to build an ark. Noah went ahead with building the ark according to God's specifications. And because he did it while following God's construction rules, the project went well and Noah ultimately benefited. King Solomon was given a building project too, wasn't he? Building the temple according to God's specs, down to the detail, was the most orderly and efficient way to do it. Rules are also in place to protect people. Can you imagine a football game without a face mask rule or without a rule against piling on? Can you imagine a basketball game right here in our court without referees? You know, and as soon as one guy gets hit pretty hard going to the basket, the violence would ramp up from there. Eventually, angry dads would storm the court, seeing they get a piece of somebody that hurt their child. Without the referees, without rules, there wouldn't be a basketball game at all. It would be chaos. Rules are also in place because of human nature, both in anticipation of future behavior and also in reaction to past behavior. And if there was ever a guy who knew about human nature, it was James Madison. He knew that men in positions of power were naturally greedy for more power. For this reason, he pushed for our present system of checks and balances. So no one branch or no one man could accumulate too much power. He even said that we need to form a government that makes use of the good in men, but that represses the bad in men. So many rules are in place in response to past behavior. I think our present cell phone policy would be an example of this. You know, for a couple of years, cell phones in the classrooms weren't a problem at all until students started using them for texting. And so then something had to be done. And I don't think the students enjoy that rule. And I can tell you for certainty that the faculty didn't enjoy making that policy. But because of the prolific extent of the texting, something had to be done, a rule had to be made. Many rules seem unfair because so few people can ruin it for the majority. We all face this when we go to the mall, for instance, and we pay higher prices for merchandise because of the shoplifters. Security cameras cost money, and that expense trickles down to the honest consumer. Perhaps you feel that there are too many rules in the dorm. Maybe it's because a few residents aren't quite as housebroken as you are. But wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if in the dorm there were two rules? The words of Christ. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, it would be cool if these two rules would be enough in our dorms and on our highways and in our courtrooms and on the basketball court. But I think we know ourselves all too well. We exert a lot of energy trying to get around the rules that all it leads to are more rules. But try not to be discouraged about all the rules. I mean, rules are everywhere for all of us. And try as you may, you won't escape that. I think I tried at one point in my life. But you don't escape it. And really, they do serve a purpose. So use them as opportunities to show love and obedience to God. And realize that they do have their place. Just one example. You guys. Maybe you see a girl that you're kind of interested in and wouldn't mind going out on a date with her, but you need to know something. Her dad might have something to say to you. In fact, he might even have rules regarding dating and how you conduct yourself with his daughter. And he has every right to make whatever rules he wants about how you spend your time with his daughter. And who knows, maybe someday you'll make similar rules to protect your own children. But for all of us, no matter what our walk is in this life, remember how our loving Lord subjected himself to Roman rule back in the day. And he set a good example of obedience in all things. He kept every rule perfectly for us, because you and I can't and you and I won't. He subjected himself to a corrupt court that treated him rather poorly. He submitted to a Roman governor who was more concerned about his own position than justice. And he endured the pains of death on the cross to gain the ultimate victory for us. And finally, when our life on this earth is over, we will find ourselves in a new kingdom where there won't be a need for rules. Let's close with the verse on the screen.